We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, Bill Michaels Show on the air, and we are glad you are with us on this Friday, getting you ready for a weekend, hopefully a weekend of peace, hopefully a weekend of some wins in the baseball arena, even some wins in the, now that we know the NBA is going to get back underway tomorrow, that hopefully the Bucks get some wins as well. We haven't seen what that schedule is going to look like as of yet, but I would assume we will probably know something coming up here either later today. I know that, you know, tomorrow you were scheduled certain games with, you know, certain teams, but I don't know what this schedule is going to look like. So we'll have to wait and see. But that being said, it is a Friday. This portion of the program brought to you by good friends over there at Quick Trip. Quick Trip is the home of the Pothole Pizza. And, right now they are getting you ready. By the way, the Pothole Pizza, the official pizza, the Green Bay Packers, only available at Quick Trip. But that being said, if you buy a 20-ounce Coca-Cola product or if you buy the Pothole Pizza, you are registered for the opening drive contest for the Green Bay Packers. You can get $25 per yard in the opening drive or even win a 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. If you buy them both together, you get 10 extra bonus entries when you use your Quick Rewards card as well. No purchase necessary. See store for details. Stop into your local Quick Trip. So today we've got duos. We're talking duos. And let's bring it in. Let's start it. It's a Top 5 Friday.
It's a Top 5 Friday on the Bill Michaels Show. What's the top 5 list we'll talk about today? Who or what will be in your top 5? Let Bill know now.
Top 5 duos. We were talking about this the other day with Chris Middleton being the Robin to Giannis' Batman. So you need duos, okay? So the top 5 duos in NBA history are, in your opinion, in NBA history are, in reverse order, number 5, and I just, they never won a championship. But they were just amazing. Karl Malone still ranks second only to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the all-time scoring list. The mailman, he owes many of those to the longtime Jazz teammate John Stockton. Stockton and Malone were a mainstay. They got to finals appearances in 97 and 98. And their only appearances came against the Michael Jordan's Bulls. And it was Jordan and Scottie. And those two guys were the ones that were making the headlines, and they just couldn't get past Stockton and Malone's, or Stockton and Malone just couldn't get past Michael and Scotty. So Stockton and Malone come in at number 5. Number 4, from the moment the Spurs landed David Robinson with the first overall pick back in 1987, there was a culture change in San Antonio. Upon completing his 2-year active duty obligation at the Naval Academy, he took a team from 21-61 to a franchise best 56-26. Then the greatest single season turnaround in NBA history. And for the efforts, he was named Rookie of the Year. Now, the Admiral, as he kind of was, you know, came to be known coming out of the Navy, guided that team to the playoffs each of the next six seasons. However, it wasn't until the Spurs got their hands on another top pick. That was Tim Duncan. That put it all together. And like Robinson, Duncan was named the Rookie of the Year. Together, the Twin Towers would lead San Antonio to the first ever NBA title in 99, another in 2003. And then Robinson went on to retire after that. But they were powerful, and they did it via championships. So David Robinson and Tim Duncan, for me, come in at number four. Number three, I battled with this in my own mind for a while because I thought they could have maybe been higher. But Larry Bird and Kevin McHale of the Boston Celtics from 1980 to 92, part of one of the most dominant front courts in the game. I mean, Robert Parrish was along with that, but Larry Bird and Kevin McHale, they led the Celtics to five appearances in the finals, including title runs in 81, 84, and 86, when Boston and L.A., where they were the rivalry. I mean, it was those two teams. McHale, initially a role player off the bench, he really developed an outside shot and became just almost unstoppable, those two in the paint, and really shut down the opposition for defensively for a long time as well. And so I go with Larry Bird and Kevin McHale as my number three. Number two, Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And Kareem is still one of my favorites, but Irvin, Magic Johnson, and sky-hooking Kareem, I mean, it was just between them and the Celtics, it was always those two. And Magic and Kareem triggered the up-tempo attack. It was Showtime Lakers. They were just fantastic. Just fantastic. So I go with those two. And then my number one, and I think that's probably going to be everybody's number one, and that is Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen of the Chicago Bulls from 1987 to 98. You know, I mean, come on. A kid coming out of Arkansas, Scottie Pippen's, seven-time All-Star, six-time NBA champion, and to see his number hoisted into the rafters along with Michael Jordan, those two guys, I mean, Jordan-Pippen combo would turn the Bulls into a globally revered brand, amassing title three-peats between 91 and 93 and 96 and 98. You can't get much better than that. So it's Stockton and Malone, Robinson and Duncan, Bird and McHale, Magic and Kareem, and number one being Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. That, to me, are the best five duos all time in NBA history. I mean, if I had to make a runner-up and I didn't get a chance really to see him play, obviously, I wasn't even born then, but my dad used to tell me about Bob Cousy and Bill Russell all the time. So I could probably go back in the annals of history and say, you know what, those guys were damn good and for what they put together and their accomplishments and such with the Celtics would probably put them in there. But from what I remember, that's my top five. So there you go. On a top five Friday, the top five duos, best duos in NBA history, in my opinion, right there. There you go. Before we get into Mayor Mitch back in the studio, you've got Evan Heffelfinger standing by. Evan, you got your top five?
I do. I want to start off quick with the honorable mentions. I have Bird and McHale in my honorable mention. Steph and Clay, I think if Steph Curry and Clay Thompson, they stick together for a while and maybe even win one more ring, you have to put them in that list. And then my last honorable mention is Gary Payton and Sean Kemp. It's a shame that they didn't really win much either. But number five, I have Stockton and Malone. I think if they even won one championship, they're in the top two or three, but because they never got that ring, have to put them at number five. Number four, I have Kobe and Shaq. Kobe, one of the most dominant scorers of all time, and Shaq, one of, if not the most dominant center of all time. Those two, I mean, the big personalities, big play, they clash, but they still won their rings. Number three, I have LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, which might be a little bit controversial, but I'm a big LeBron guy, and I think we saw peak LeBron playing with peak Dwayne Wade, and when they were at their best, there was not a team in the world that was beating them.
How long were they together? They were just, what, 3-4 years together?
I want to say it was like 2011 to 2014 or 15, somewhere on there. It was like 3-4 years, but I think at their peak, they were probably one of, if not the best teams of all time. Number two, I have Magic and Kareem. I feel like that's going to be a lot of people's number two. All the rings they won together, all the success they had. It's a shame that we don't remember Kareem much as a Buck just because he had such a good career with the Lakers and Magic might be the best point guard of all time. Then number one, not a surprise, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, two three-peats together, both two of the best, probably, I mean, Jordan's top three all-time, Pippen's probably top 15. It's hard to beat that combination.
Yep, no doubt. So so recap them again. Go five to one.
Five, Stockton and Malone, Kobe and Shaq, LeBron and Wade, Magic and Kareem, MJ and Pippen at number one.
There you have it. And Mayor Mitch, you got your top five?
Yes, sir. Ready to go. Number five, Stockton and Malone. Just like you guys, I'm going to go with them. Obviously a great duo throughout the 90s, didn't get it, and the 80s, and didn't get it done. Ultimately, not one time. Number four, I'm going to go Bird and McHale. Several titles, obviously, throughout the 80s with those guys. Number three, I have Duncan and Parker, which is a little bit astray from you guys, I guess. Four titles between those two guys.
Yeah.
A 732 winning percentage together. So those guys are going to be number three for me. Number two, Kareem and Magic. Number one, Jordan and Pippen. You guys obviously touched on those guys, so I agree with them as well. One honorable mention I'd like to make is Reggie Miller and Rick Smits from the Indiana Pacers. Those guys never got over the top against Michael Jordan, but they had some really good teams together, a couple of all-stars for Rick Smits, and obviously Reggie was one of the better players throughout the 90s as well. So I'm gonna get those guys some love as well. But again, from five to four, I have Stockton Malone, Bird and McHale at four, Tim Duncan, Tony Parker at three, Kareem and Magic at two, and Jordan and Pippen, of course, at number one. Just can't go away from those guys.
There you go. On a Top 5 Friday, your best duos, best NBA duos of all time. Give them to us, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, go ahead and feel free to do so. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Biofuels Association. If you're out there cruising around right now, you look and the corn is as high, it's higher than your eye most likely. And growing a lot of that for petroleum, for ethanol, right here in our own backyard. And with the farmers hurting the way they are, I mean, it really does. There's a trickle-down effect. And if you can help out by purchasing unleaded 88 or E85, you can do so. And all you got to do to dispel all the myths and get all the facts, go to abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. Wisconsin farmers and manufacturers, as I'd stated, still hurting. And the survey shows that during the pandemic, it has raised awareness for buying things that are locally produced. And unleaded 88 and E85 are exactly that. They are fuels for your car that are produced by farmers, truck drivers, manufacturing workers, dispensaries right here in Wisconsin. And it's an easy decision. Look, if your car is less than 18 years old, you can almost certainly run an unleaded 88. And if it has E85 badging on the back or the flex fuel badging on the back or on the gas cap, run E85. For all the facts, go to abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org for more information. Don't miss this chance to be an advocate for the Wisconsin farmers, the upper Midwest farmers, the workers, you name it. Learn more at abetterfuel.org. We're going to get yours. I got a couple of them coming in already, and we're going to get back at it. The best NBA duos of all time on a Top 5 Friday. Finishing it up, coming up next in the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
A Top 5 Friday. I love Fridays. Fridays are good. They get you into the weekend. You've got some optimism. You figure, a few hours, the pressure's off, you know, that type of thing. Going to do some riding this weekend. I got some friends coming to town. Got a golf outing. Going to play in on Monday. So Rami Makhlouf is going to be back for me on Monday. And Rami's been a tremendous asset, and he's back, and it's it's good to hear him back on the airwaves in these parts again, but nevertheless, you know, hopefully your weekend is going to be fantastic. You know, it's just Top 5 Fridays are pretty fun, too, within themselves. Gonna, like I said, got some friends coming to town, going to get out this weekend, do a little boating, do a little motorcycling coming up later on tonight, provided that the weather's good and cooperates. Otherwise, it's going to be hang out at the house and maybe head to the indoor bar rather than the outdoor patio tiki bar, and maybe have a cigar and watch some of the games, because that's it weather dependent. However, what is coming up on Labor Day weekend, September 4th through the 6th, out at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson is spectacular. It's spectacular. 3 full days of live music, 2 huge stages, 7 bands every day, including the likes of Cherry Pie, Boogeyman, Love Monkeys, Bella Kane, going to be playing on Sunday. And Rachel and Craig out there wanted me to remind you they have rides, charity rides that are going in and out of Wisconsin Harley-Davidson on that weekend as well. They want you to check the website. Go to WISWISHD.com. That's WISHD.com. And if you need a bike, they've got the right fit for you, whether it's a used bike, a new bike, whether you want to trade in a bike, maybe you want to sell a bike, whatever it is, they are offering free test rides, appraisals all weekend long. They're going to have over 40 premium vendors, including a variety of local food trucks with wine, craft, and domestic beers, 280,000 square feet of live action entertainment and social distancing. So get out there September 4th through the 6th for the best Labor Day weekend party ever, and you can celebrate 117 years of Harley-Davidson culture. And Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, by the way, and I've mentioned this before, they're the number one dealership. Get out of the house. Get out of the house. Don't go there. Come on. Just get out of the house and head on over and take a ride through the scenic Kettle Moraine Forest to the showroom on Highway 67 in Oconomowoc and visit them on the web again at WISHD.com to see the inventory, the clothing, to see the rides that they have, their lineup coming up for the big Wisconsin Harley-Davidson rally, all of that. Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, they are your destination dealer. So your top five on a Friday, the top five duos in NBA history, quickly, mine are Stockton and Malone, Robinson and Duncan, Bird and McHale, Magic and Kareem, and Michael and Scotty. So give me your top five on a top five Friday, the best duos. Our buddy Brett says top five, Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars. That is one that not a lot of people talked about, but they didn't call them the bad boys for nothing. Chuck Daly was a tremendous, you know, head coach back in the 80s, pushed, elbowed. I mean, they beat people up. All that kind of stuff. They had that NBA Finals appearance. They were there 3 consecutive years, 88, 89, and 90, and they won it all in their second and third opportunities in 89 and 90. But it was Bill Laimbeer, Dennis Rodman, Rick Mahorn, Vinnie Johnson, John Sally, James Edwards, Adrian Dantley. But those guys led by Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars. And Thomas knew how to play tough. I mean, he was coached by Bobby Knight. So it was, and Dumars, well, look, he was a good shooter. Everybody talks about his defense, but he was a hell of a shooter as well. And they would each earn NBA Finals MVPs as well. But Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars, those guys were both really, really tough. Then he says Bird and McHale, Kobe and Shaq, Kareem and Magic, Jordan and Pippen. Kobe and Shaq, excuse me, they get a lot of run as well because they were together from the late 90s through the early 2000s. And they weren't best of friends, but a lot of star power there. But what Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant may have lacked in kind of the warm and fuzzy, they made up for on the court because Shaq was one of those most dominant big men ever. He was just flat-out dominant, collecting back-to-back league titles between 2000 and 2002. They reached the NBA Finals again in 2004, don't forget. You know, it was that was a hell of a duo. There's no doubt about it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout because a lot of good stuff coming in. This one, going back to the Bob Cousy and Bill Russell comment that I made earlier, my dad used to talk about it all the time. This is from Jason. Jason says, the old guard often gets shortchanged when it comes to these best of lists, the accomplishments of these guys from years ago, Cousy and Russell's accomplishments with the Celtics in the 50s and the 60s when Boston raised title after title. And Cousy was nicknamed the Houdini of the hardwood for his ball handling ability. He led the league in assists 8 straight years. And was the perfect complement for Bill Russell. He was 6'10", who found success at every level at which he competed, from his years at the University of San Francisco to the Olympic Games to the NBA. They won six NBA championships. And then the dynasty was born of the merger of two men more alike than they ever understood. It goes on from there. The blended passing and shot blocking, dribbling and rebounding, offense and defense. They were white and they were black. They were the Coos and Russ. They were fantastic. My dad talks about them often as well. So appreciate the email. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give me a shout. RJYTTRI, Tanner 1976 says, you got, don't forget about James, LeBron James and Wade. He said Kobe and Shaq as well, which, you know, we touched on LeBron James. You know, it's the LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, both at the pinnacle of their career. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. 855-830-8648. You want to chime in? Feel free to go ahead and do so. Again, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Would love to hear from you. So what else do we have here? Let's see. This is from Mark. Mark says, do we ever think about the Big O and Kareem? They were a tremendous duo, but they weren't together really long. They won that championship here in Milwaukee, but they weren't together for that long a period of time. So maybe that's one of the reasons they get kind of lost in the shuffle. Let's go to Jerry listening to us in Appleton. Jerry, how you doing, man? What's going on? Jerry, yeah, you there? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I'm a little older than you guys. You have some, even in your honorable mentions, some tremendous omissions. So let me do my top five. Your biggest omission as a group is Dr. and Moses, Julius Erving and Moses Malone. They were unbelievable. I think they were together for four or five seasons. I believe they swept the Lakers in 1983 for the NBA championship. They averaged close to 50 points and over 20 rebounds a game. They were both an all-star every year, so that's my number five. Number four, Kareem and Magic. Number three, Bird and McHale. By the way, I grew up a Knicks fan, and there are no Knicks on this list.
Okay.
But the other one that you were just talking about, so everyone likes Jordan and Pippen because they won so many championships, but you got to have Cousy and Russell. Not only did they win more championships, Russell, I think, won 10 or 9, mostly with Cousy, but they revolutionized the game. And then, but I do have Jordan and Pippen in my top five. But my main message is Dr. and Moses. That's the biggest omission from your guys' lists. They were fantastic.
You know what? I would agree. Appreciate the phone call. I mean, and thanks for listening. Yeah, Dr. J and Moses Malone. I remember as a kid growing up when I was playing basketball. I really got into AAU basketball. And, you know, just watching Moses Malone play, you just wanted to be that big, powerful guy that Moses Malone was. You're absolutely right. 855-830-8648. Let's go to let's do this. Let's go to Doug. Doug, welcome to the program. What's going on, man?
Hey, I got three top fives on one team.
Okay.
I got Cousy and Russell, Russell and Jones, and Russell and Havlicek. Then I got Kareem and Magic, and then I got Pippen and Jordan.
Okay. Wow. There you go. Yeah. Kareem or Russell and Havlicek was very good too. You tend to forget about Havlicek. I mean, he was an unbelievable ball handler as well. It's good. I mean, we talk about Bob Cousy and being able to handle the basketball. Havlicek the same way. No doubt. Appreciate the phone call. Good stuff. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Real quick, let's go to Al listening to us in Green Bay. Al, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, what's up? Great list. One combination I'd like to throw out there for discussion. 1993, the one time the Bulls could have lost, KJ and Barkley.
Phoenix. Oh, yeah. Yep. No, I get it. Absolutely. KJ and Barkley. People tend to forget that Charles Barkley was a hell of a player. He really was. He's kind of a punchline. He's a funny guy, and they look at him on TNT, and he gets verbally abused by Shaq and such. But Charles Barkley, he was a hell of a player. He really was. And he was another guy that, again, I mean, he probably got more headlines for saying we're not role models as opposed to actually being, you know, a hell of a basketball player. But he was also, he could have been a part of the Nasty Boys. He didn't take crap from anybody. You come inside, he was the guy that beat you up on the inside. So Charles Barkley as well. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. We talked a little bit about it earlier. We're going to get back into it coming up here momentarily. And does this maybe give you a glimmer of hope regarding college football? We'll get into that discussion when we come back. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Epoxy flooring, polyurea coatings, different colors, different finishes. If you're a homeowner, a business owner, say for a showroom, or maybe an industrial owner, and you want to keep it clean, keep it looking good, that type of thing. You want that building painted, the room painted, whatever it happens to be. EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. That's EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. Sean and the gang, they do it. They're rated highly by the Better Business Bureau, and they're here in our own backyard, and they warranty it for life. That is EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. Again, EpoxyFlooringDoneRight.com. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. Glad to have you. Thanks so much on this Friday. Looking for something. Something else to kind of take you away, if you will. You know what I'm talking about? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Talking about some of the top five duos in NBA history. Got a few more people that want to chime in on this. Dave listening to us out in the Wisconsin Dells, enjoying himself. Dave, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, how are you doing there, Bill?
I'm doing great.
I think haven't been mentioned, but were great ones when I was growing up as a kid. Willis Reed and Walt Frazier of the Knicks, I think they only won one championship, but they were together for quite a while until Reed's knees gave out on him. And then the other one in that same era, Wilt Chamberlain and Jerry West.
Oh, yeah. Wilt the Stilt and Jerry West. Jerry West was a hell of a guard himself,
dominant.
Yep, no doubt about it. And you're right, nobody had mentioned that. You're 100% correct. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Jim listening to us in Glendale. Jim, how you doing today, buddy? What's up?
Good, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I've got Jerry West and Elgin Baylor.
Elgin Baylor. I forget about him, too. You're absolutely correct.
He was before Jordan. He was the Jordan of his time.
Yep. No doubt about it. Elgin Baylor, yeah, you're 100% correct. Good stuff. Appreciate it. I got an email here. Not an email, but a tweet. It says from Michael. Says, how is Shaq and Kobe not on your list? Also, I think people don't give Steph and Clay their respect. Steph Curry and Clay Thompson, or even Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, you can go in that direction. I mean, a very short period of time, just a few years, but you can go in that direction. Let me ask you this. Stockton and Malone was considered, those two guys carried Utah to the finals numerous times. Robinson and Duncan, I you can't argue with their success. But, I mean, who are you knocking off of the list to put in Kobe and Shaq? So, I mean, I mentioned them. Absolutely. I'm just, by my own opinion, I could very well put them on, but who am I knocking off? You know what I mean? Who are you going to knock? Are you knocking off Tim Duncan and company? David Robinson? That's a pretty powerful twosome to knock off. Stockton and Malone, they were, you know, that was like saying salt and pepper. I mean, those two guys were synonymous with one another. Bird and McHale the same way. Not knocking out Magic and Kareem, and you're not knocking out Michael and Scottie. So that's why I love these lists, because, you know, they can be relatively subjective. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Give us a shout. Got one here from Mark. Mark says, I agree with you regarding Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. I was just thinking of that. Kevin Durant opted out of OKC in order to expedite his pursuit of a basketball championship. He got it, going to the Bay Area, teamed up with one of the best shooters in the history of the game. That is Steph Curry, and Steph will continue to put up the good numbers when he comes back. They claimed consecutive crowns in 2017 and 2018, and that was coming at the expense of LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then, you know, again, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, you know, Draymond Green, although he's not the Batman to Steph Curry's, you know, or not the Robin to Steph Curry's Batman, but you get the point. So no, I 100%. That's why I love these. They're subjective. Let's go to Jim, listening to us way up in Menominee, Michigan, up there on WMAM, our fine affiliate there. Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you today, Bill?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was thinking Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars.
Yep. We mentioned Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars. You are 100% correct. And those two guys led the Bad Boys of Detroit. I mean, that's where everybody got their attitude. Bill Laimbeer as well, to a certain extent. I mean, even Dennis Rodman was on that team. But Dennis Rodman said that, you know, you kind of followed that toughness and that SOB-ness of Isaiah Thomas and Joe Dumars. Remember when they finally got beat by the Bulls and they refused to shake their hand? They left the court before the game was over. That was just kind of their mentality.
Yep, and like you said, offensively and defensively, they both played it on both ends at an extremely high level.
Yep, you're 100% correct. Appreciate it, man. He drops off, you get on board. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. We talked a little bit earlier, by the way, about the 8 Nebraska Cornhusker students, football players, that are suing the Big Ten Conference, requesting an order to invalidate the Big Ten's decision not to play football this fall. And got some reaction off of that. And if you didn't hear this already, basically they're saying there wasn't due process. And if there was, nobody's talking about it. While the Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren has previously said that the vote by the Big Ten Council of Presidents and Chancellors overwhelmingly in support of postponing fall sports, he said it's not going to be revisited. But then when they asked who voted and when and how did they vote, they wouldn't tell anybody. There was no transparency there. And that's been part of the argument. So they said, look, these guys have been irreparably harmed. And, that's the claim, is that the student-athlete plaintiffs have been irreparably harmed, even though the decision significantly and directly affects the rights and opportunities of the student-athletes and its members. The Big Ten has rejected calls for transparency and refuses to provide documents supporting their claim that an actual vote was taken. There are some in the conference that have said, we weren't a part of any vote. We just talked about it. And basically, he made a decision. So they want to say, well, wait a minute, you decided over everybody else to get rid of this. We want to know why, and the Big Ten won't talk about it anymore. So 8 Nebraska Cornhusker football players are suing now, and coaches, by the way, are now talking to try to figure out a way to jumpstart the season here late fall. So look, to me, this is kind of like a Hail Mary, and to use the football terminology. And I don't think it's going to happen, but nevertheless, it's an attempt to play football. These guys want to play football. Paul, listening to us in Menasha, says, I understand the kids' frustration at losing a season, but this case seems like an end run at best. The players don't carry any of the liability should someone get sick, which will inevitably happen, and those who have the liability make that decision. You would probably... waivers only go so far, we know, but you're going into it with the knowledge of the only way you get sued and lose, okay, is if you show or the people suing you show negligence. That's the only way you lose. If you take the steps to provide a safe, to the best of your ability, atmosphere, the only way you get sued is if you show negligence. And that's tough to prove. Now, what the Big Ten fears is that you get numerous cases and they've got to spend the money to fight all of these cases. And basically, you know, if you're going to go to court on every one, you know, what you're fearing is that one institution or two may not necessarily do it right. You know what I mean? And therefore, you end up getting sued as a conference and you know, you're relying on others to do it right, not just yourself. And that's part of the reason probably why they wanted to shut it down, because they didn't want to have any of the liability, any of their flanks open, so to speak. Let's do this. We'll go ahead and step away. We'll take a quick break. We will come back. It is time for the new mail heads up plays of the week. We'll get into that. Also, last hour of the show today, Kevin Holden, the sports director for CBS 58 in Milwaukee. Then our good buddy Mike Clemens from the NFL Sirius Radio is going to be here for the remainder of the day. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a green and gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
After taking yesterday off, the Packers will be busy this weekend back on the practice field. Green Bay looking forward to having their defense led by inside linebacker Christian Kirksey, brought in from Cleveland. Defensive coordinator Mike Pettine.
Stepped in here, you know, leadership role right away. Guys gravitated to him. That he's a good communicator on the field, good communicator off the field in the meeting room. He's a take charge kind of guy. And you can tell he's, I think, initially too, just struggled a little bit just kind of being out there with guys that have been in the system, and he's the new guy, but he's the one that has to do a lot of the communication, so it's important to him, and he's really been putting the time in to get that right, so he looks good.
Kirksey, who turns 28 on Monday, says in football, leadership begins with knowing the playbook.
Obviously, you always want to get better and better. You know, playbook-wise, I feel like I'm getting on to it very quickly.
In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Guys, if you can relate, you're cooped up. It was winter. It's COVID. It's quarantines. It's masks. It's blech. It's binging on TV, eating out. You start to put on the weight. Call my friends over at Neumel Medical Center, and they can help you out with the all-in-one weight loss program. They did me. They can help it out to help you out as well. Or if you've got lack of energy, brain fog, that could be low T, or suffering from ED. You want to shed some pounds, you want to feel better, look better, take it from me. Neumel Medical Center can help with locations in Milwaukee and in Green Bay. Call them today, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. I hate this music. Let's take a vote. If you're listening to the program right now, do you like this music? Joe loves this music. Radio Joe loves this. I just feel like I'm wearing a thong with suspenders in a club with a bad mustache, and I've got glow sticks, and I'm drinking like a beer and a slippery nipple. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's do it. The new male heads-up plays of the week from Monday's game, Giannis Duncan on Vucevic.
A victory in Milwaukee is up 3-1. Giannis, Euros, hammers. Just so pretty, and Matthews loves it.
It was not an easy finish. Vucevic was there to challenge him at the rim, but Giannis lifted a little higher and threw it down with enough force to get it right through Vucevic.
Also from Monday, number two, Justin Smoke of the Brewers gets his second dinger.
Here on the move, payoff pitch is a drive, hit back into deep right field. Castellanos going back, it's gone! Two-run bomb off the bat of Justin Smoke, and it's 3-0 Brewers in the third.
Yeah, look out, he's starting to heat up in a big way.
Well, you wish he was heating up in a big way, because you didn't get a ton of offense over the last few, but nevertheless, you get the point. Good highlight there from Fox Sports Wisconsin. The first one was Jim Paschke and Marcus Johnson. Then you had Matt LePay and Bill Schroeder. And then number three, going back to Matt LePay and Bill Schroeder, Tuesday's game, Ben Gamel cutting down Freddie Galvis at the plate.
And a breaking ball, a liner into right field. That's a base hit. Galvis coming home, and the throw gets there in time. Oh, no. He's safe at home and down Narvaez. Bases were loaded. If the foot's on the plate, he's out.
Yeah, because it's a force. You don't have to tag.
Yeah, Ben Gamel. Yeah, there you go. He's out at home.
Right, right.
Oh, what work by Gamel.
Umpire forgot. It was a force.
There you go. Umpire forgot that it was a force play at the plate. But nevertheless, man, what a hose that was. That was an amazing play. Good stuff. That's your Neumel heads-up plays of the week and your top three all brought to you from Fox Sports Wisconsin. So there you go. Coming up in the next hour, we are going to talk with Kevin Holden, sports director for CBS 58 in Milwaukee. We'll talk with him a couple of different things. We'll talk with him some baseball, get his thoughts on this Brewers, since he is the baseball oriental oriented guy when it comes to you know, his interest in Brewers baseball and such. So we'll get Kevin's take on where the Brewers are at right now. We'll also talk a little Packers football, talk a little Bucks basketball, but a lot of Brewers coming up. And that's the why, because then after that, we're going to talk a lot of Packers. Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio, our Green and Gold Insider, he is going to be joining us, and we'll get his thoughts on training camp, the fact that because of inclement weather today, practice outside was taken inside. So yesterday they didn't have a practice. Today they had a practice, but it had to be inside because of the weather. So we'll talk with Mike all about that coming up here in just a little bit as well. He will round out the program before we get out of here for the end of the day. So that's all coming up as well. This portion of the program, by the way, is brought to you by our good friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The 555 is back. 5 years, no interest, 5 months before your first payment, plus 5% bonus savings. That's the 555 deal from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And the bonus savings, that applies to windows, doors, and installation. And it's about time you probably replace your windows or your doors. You don't want them all frosted up in the wintertime, right? You don't want to go through another year of that, so replace them right now. Get 5% bonus savings on top of 5 years, no interest, and 5 months before your first payment, and that's not until 2021. You can Pella now and pay later, plus the bonus savings if you order by September 15th. Stop by your nearby showroom or the Pella Experience Center. You can set up your free consultation right now at PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. So there you have it. Let's do this. We'll step away. We'll take a quick break. Kevin Holden from CBS 58 is going to join us next. And then after that, we're going to talk a lot of Packers football. And we'll get back into the football, the sports side of things, with Mike Clements coming up here in just a little bit as well. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.